The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have moved the Spartan Studios south to Arcadia Brewing Company and Arcadia Ales. We are having a fantastic time down here. They've thrown down a large selection of barbecue that's normally on their menu. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
And his mouth is still burning from that smoked jalapeno.
I'm telling you, it's on fire.
Hey, we've got Dave Braganini on the line from St. Julian's Winery. He's headed on his way down to watch the Fighting Irish play a little football. But before we jump over to him, I want to mention Zager's is having a barbecue class November 3rd. And you still have time to sign up for that, and it's cheap. It's like $35-$50, something like that. But Zager's Pool and Spa, their barbecue class is November 3rd. Call Zager's out in Jamestown and get on that list. And also wanted to just thank the folks that help us with the show real quickly. On site today, we have the master on-site man, David Shanley, who does a phenomenal job for us on the road. And our producer back in the studio is the master of the board, the wizard, Brian Fonger. And, of course, we wouldn't even know what to do if it weren't for our executive producer, Phil Tower. Just want to give a little shout-out to those folks.
Yeah, but right now, a lot, guys.
But right now we have probably the most famous winemaker in Michigan and maybe all the Midwest on the phone, on his way down to watch the Fighting Irish, David Braganini. How are you this morning, David?
I'm fine. Also, go green.
There you go. We're sitting here with your buddy, Tim Surprise is sitting in here.
How's it going, Dave?
He's a pal. How you doing, Tim?
I'm great. I've got the guys from the radio station here, and we've got great opportunity to cover West Michigan libations, don't we? With both of us in a microphone.
We got her covered. Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit about your Blanc de Noir.
Blanc de Noir. It literally means white from red, but the wine is actually blush. It's a sparkling wine. It is a free-run juice from last year's Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, and Pinot Noir. The free-run from four grapes, and it's fermented, secondary fermentation, and it's a beautiful pink sparkling wine. It's our 90th anniversary cuvée that... we're only selling it right now at the winery. We didn't make enough to go into distribution this year, but it's available at all of our stores and the winery. But we're making it again this year. In fact, we're going to be crushing the grapes this week, and we're going to make enough this year to put it in distribution. Beautiful, beautiful, dry, crisp, pink wine.
So on a beautiful fall day, for anybody listening, if you wanted to take a run down to Paw Paw, Michigan, you actually have tours of the facility. People can go out and check out the vineyards, and they can maybe taste some of the wines there and bring home a case or two.
Oh, of course. Yeah, everything we have is available for sale. We have complimentary tasting, and for the better, well, the more expensive and rarer wines, I think it's $5 for tasting, or I think five varieties. So it's either way or both. We are so busy right now. We have been bottling 5-10-hour days this week. We're even bottling today. Bottling about 1 o'clock today. It looks like it's going to be a good holiday season. It's been a very, very good harvest. We're not quite finished yet, but everything is as ripe as can be. We set a record with Chardonnay. It's never been riper. And Chancellor and also the Riesling. Everything's coming in very, very ripe.
So do you have to, like, get your entire family out in that vat and pull your socks and shoes off and run around and jump on those grapes? Or how do you do that?
Yeah, that's how we used to do it. Now we use machines. We use intermittently. But they were probably made by my family years ago. We take the regular crew, our regular bottling line crew, and we do not bottle during harvest. We use the same people because it's pretty specialized. You make a mistake now and you regret it for the rest of the year. I always like to say with your kids you get one chance, but with the harvest every year you get another chance. So
that's a great philosophy. So you're going to be doing a little tailgating down in South Bend, a great tailgate area. You're bringing down a couple of things to sip on maybe there from St. Julian's. What do you have?
Well, I do have a Blanc de Noir, and I've got some of our Sauvignon Blanc, And when I get down there, I'm going to run into our distributor for the Berrien County area, Nate Distributing. Ryan Nate will be there with some ice cold brews. Don't know what kind he'll have, but we never go dry in South Bend.
No. No, it's an Irish tradition. So today you'll be Irish instead of Italian.
That's right.
You'll be Obrager.
St. Patrick was Italian, you know.
Was he? He was a sailor without a compass, maybe. Yeah, well, we really want to come down and do that St. Julian's tour, and it'd be great to hit your tasting room. I've been to your tasting room down off of 196, but have not made it to the winery yet, and we got to find a way to do that and come out there and see what you're up to, and we sure appreciate the time you take with us to tell us about your wonderful wines. Now,
This is our 90th anniversary this year. We were 90 years old this year, and we also just introduced a wine called Founders Red. It's a blend of our best red grapes and attractively priced under $10, and that's our anniversary red cuvee also.
Do you have one specific celebration that's going to happen for your 90th, or is it just an ongoing celebration?
It's an ongoing celebration, but we at the wine festival the weekend after Labor Day, we had the biggest champagne toast in Michigan. We had about 2,000 people, and we had our senator, Shoemaker, and we got the whole family up on stage, and we all raised our glasses at the same time, and we have a tremendous picture of the deal. We raised a photographer up in a crane, and real nice picture, and next year we're going to try to break the record and each succeed.
Hey, Dave, Tim here. Congratulations on 90 years. We're celebrating 15 here this year, and if I could figure out how to do it half as well as the Braganini family has, I get another 75, and I don't know if it'll be obviously not me or maybe my the next generation, but congrats for sure. That's quite an accomplishment.
I was one of your first taste testers in there.
Yeah, thank God for that we didn't kill anybody in that first go-round and we managed to survive. But, no, that's quite a milestone, and we've been enjoying a lot of your wines. And I know, I think you told me many years ago, it takes a lot of pretty good beer to make a little bit of good wine, right?
That is correct.
I like that. Well, thanks, Dave. Enjoy your tailgate down in South Bend, and go Irish.
Okay, very good. And go green as well.
There you go. Okay, thanks a lot.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Take care, Dave.
Appreciate it, David. That's David Braganini, president of St. Julian's Winery in Paw Paw, Michigan. I think probably the largest winery, definitely the oldest, but the largest winery in the Midwest. And these people make, you know, a lot of people see St. Julian's on the rack and they just think they have the bulk stuff, but they have I think over 30 wines that they have in stock at all times.
Some of the best stuff you can get your hands on.
Yeah.
We're blessed here in Michigan between great wine and great beer. We really are.
He's just a class act. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about some grilling tips. You know, a lot of people grill all year long now, and this time of year, as last night we found out, you get some inclement weather and that rain just wants to pop in on you real quick. So here's a couple tips. If you want to keep your grill dry and you don't have a fancy cover for it, if you have a patio umbrella, you can stand that next to your grill. Or you can do like I did with my first grill, and I took a little piece of metal pipe, and I took some brackets, and I screwed it to the back, and I took my old golf umbrella, wrapped the post that went in there in a little bit of insulation, and I just stick it down in that hole and pop that big umbrella up while I was grilling, put my hat light on. I was in heaven, man. You can grill out there for hours, and it's
oh man,
it's
does
so
that
easy.
Sound redneck? As you
it
know
is,
what, but
it's a great
there's
fix.
There's the tip of the day from Bob from the UP, huh? You're gonna put your golf umbrella if you because golfing season's all done up
it
there.
It is,
yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, that's great. But there's more than one way to skin the cat. That's true. And what we're all about is making sure that you get out, get in your backyard, get your tailgate going. If you're in the parking lot already, gonna watch one of those great games. that we've got going on. There's Michigan has Purdue today. MSU's out in Nebraska. Both of those start at noon Eastern Standard Time. So those are going to be some great games. I'm sure those tailgates are rocking right now as we speak. But coming up next, we're going to have the chef here from Arcadia, the restaurant, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about how he makes these wonderful smoked dishes that we're all enjoying down here. We're the Grilling Guys. We're live and local in Battle Creek. Arcadia Ales, stick with us. We'll be back.
Monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my love Notari in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their...
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.